Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram, Nur-e Mujassam, Shah-e Bani Adam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. And Alhamdulillah, in our program we have with us our honorable Sayyid Muhammad Madani, Damat Fuyuzuhum, and together with him, we welcome all our viewers of Madini channel globally. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As this is the series that you are watching called Prophetic Stories, and in today's program, we are going to be specifically discussing the divine help through pious deeds, inshallah. We hope that you shall be with us until the end of today's episode and program. Kindly do not leave. We have a kalam, we have Madini pearls in between, inshallah. And over the last few Thursdays, we have been discussing these stories mentioned by none other than the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from authentic sources. And subhanallah, this hadith is also mentioned, yani this waqiyah and story mentioned by the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is quoted from Sahih al-Bukhari, alhamdulillah. It's a very famous waqiyah, Mu'asab, and there are so many lessons that could be derived from this beautiful parable, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
In fact, the narrator is none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar bin Al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He has narrated that he heard the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that three men amongst those who came before you had set out until night came and they reached a cave. So they entered the cave. Now what happens next is that, dear viewers, Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla had said, a rock fell down from the mountain and blocked the entrance of the cave. Allahu Akbar. So they could do nothing about it. All they said was, nothing will save us today unless we supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jalla by virtue of a righteous deed and action that we have performed. Subhanallah. So it is said that one of them said, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, I had parents who were old, and I used to offer them milk before any of my children or slaves. So one day, he says, I went far away in search of grazing. Yani he had animals and could not come back until they had slept away. So when I milked as usual and brought the milk to my parents for them to drink, Allahu Akbar, I found my parents asleep. And though my children were at my feet, but I disliked giving my children to drink milk before my parents. Allahu Akbar. And neither, I know that I like to disturb the sleep of my parents. So, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, I awaited with the bowl in my hands for them to wake up. When they awoke at dawn, they drank the milk. Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, if this amal and deed done for your pleasure was accepted, then deliver us, you know, from the distress caused by this rock which has blocked the mouth of this cave. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, the rock moved slightly, but they were unable to escape from the cave.
Allah.
So one person, dear viewers, had used his pious and virtuous deed that he had performed for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The second person said, oh Allah, I had a cousin whom I loved more than anyone else, and my intention was to commit fornication with her.
Allah, Allah.
So once a severe drought had struck, and she came to me helplessly, and I helped her on this condition that she would commit this fornication and sin with me. Allahu Akbar. Now she was helpless and she needed the money, and I offered the money with this condition. She agreed, and when we got together to commit this fornication, She said, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and do not break the seal unlawfully.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, I moved away from her in spite of the fact that I loved her most passionately. Oh Allah, if this amal and deed was to seek your pleasure, then remove the distress. Then the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the rock moved aside, but just a little. And they were still unable to get out of the cave. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, the third person said, oh Allah, I hired some laborers and paid them their full wage, except for one of them departed without taking his dues. However, this person says, I invested his money in business and the business prospered greatly, subhanallah. After a long time, this person came back and said to me, oh, the slave of Allah Azza wa Jal, pay my dues. I said, all that you see right now are your camels, your cattle and goats and slaves. Subhanallah, he said, O slave of Allah, do not mock at me. But I assured him, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, I assured him that I was not joking. So he took all the things and went away and he spared nothing. He Allah, left nothing for me to keep. Allah. All those cattles and camels and slaves he had taken with him because that was his investment. It was his money that I invested in my business. But when he came to fetch his money and wage, I did not hold that back, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and I gave everything to him for your pleasure. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, if I did so seeking your pleasure, then relieve us of our distress. And the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the rock moved aside and they all walked out free.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Masab, this waqia, an amazing story, is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as in Sahih al-Muslim.
Subhanallah.
Uttafaqun alayhi hadith found in both the authentic books, subhanallah, after the Quran Park. And Allahu Akbar. The amazing lessons, dear viewers of Madini Channel, to present a pious deed, a virtuous deed or action in the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jalla is a means of acceptance of one's dua.
Subhanallah.
What's Mawasab's Madini Pearl with regards to presenting one's amal in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Yes, we do know that we have no guarantee of our amals being accepted, Mawasab. There are a'mal salihah such as namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, charity in the path of Allah, you know, serving your parents, making khidmat of your family, so on and so forth. But here, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla had shown us through this parable that these three people that were stuck in this cave, that they could not come out because a rock had blocked the entrance and the mouth of the cave. But because they used the a'mal salihah as a source of wasila and medium, which Allah accepted, therefore the rock moved slightly every time. And by the third attempt, when the third dua was accepted, subhanallah, the rock was completely out of the way and they was able to walk out freely.
Subhanallah.
So subhanallah, this is our Islam, Mulana Sahib, subhanallah. This is the teachings of Islam with regards to making dua and using your a'mali saliha as a source of wasila.
Subhanallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Masa, what a beautiful story, what a beautiful hadith sharif. You know, imagine how the Sahaba Ikram must have felt when they heard this beautiful story from the blessed mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, Munasab, you know, in this story, it teaches us quite a few lessons, very important lessons that will actually be beneficial to us in our lives. And from this whole story, we see the most important aspect was that of sincerity. Because in order for their pious deeds, for their good deeds to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerity was the primary objective.
Right.
You know, sincerity was the main focus. I mean, without sincerity, how can a good deed be accepted?
Yeah, sure.
So we learn that sincerity is very important. When there is sincerity in the good deed that a person does, then it is hoped that it will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also learn that one should make dua. As we've seen, as we've heard from these three people, from these three individuals, they were stuck in a cave, right? The rock had blocked them. And what did they do? They turned towards their good deeds to use that as a medium to move that rock.
Kaaba.
Subhanallah. So they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they had this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely help them.
Yeah.
Now, What we see in today's time is that normally what happens is that people tend to make dua at the time of difficulties. You know, when some calamity happens in one's life, or someone, for example, someone's car smashed or met in an accident, etc., etc., then one quickly turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One immediately makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather it should be not only in difficult times, you know, it should also be in the times of ease, in the times of comfort, you know, whether in terms of comfort or in terms of difficulty, in every aspect of our life, throughout our lives, we should always be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that ad-du'a mukhul ibadah, that dua is the essence of worship. I mean, we want so many things in life. We want betterment of this life. We want betterment of the akhirah. How do we gain that? We gain that by making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by raising our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is hoped that it will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But provided sincerity is there in the good deeds that we do.
Subhanallah. So sincerity is a very, very noble trait. Sincerity actually is a key ingredient. Allahu Akbar, Amir al-Sunnat makes dua. He says, Mera har amal bas tere vaaste ho. Mera har amal bas tere vaaste ho. Kar ikhlas aisa ata ya ilahi. Kar ikhlas aisa ata ya ilahi. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Kareem grant us sincerity as well, and to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla in all situations, you know, in the state of comfort, right, as well as in a state of distress. If a person remembers Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time, this shall be better.
Subhanallah.
This is something which people do not adhere to, Mu'asab, and mainly in the time of difficulties, as you said, people remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, the fact that this person had milk, maybe in this day and age, people would look at that from a different angle.
Right.
That he prevented his children from drinking the milk and he offered it to his parents. But this was his love and respect for his parents. Now see what the Quran says about respect and love and mercy. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِندَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُل لَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا.
Allahu Akbar. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but him, and be kind to your parents. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
If one, imma yablughanna indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma, if one or both of them reached old age in your presence, then do not even say uff to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them with courteous words, Mu'asab. These are the teachings of the Holy Quran Pak. And lower your wing of humility to them out of affection and say, O my Lord, have mercy on them, yani on both, as they raised me when I was a child.
Allah.
Subhanallah. So this is the teachings of Islam, Mawlana Sahib.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to how we should treat our parents, and see how treating your parents could aid you in coming out from such a great difficulty.
Allahu Akbar.
People should look at it from this andaz as well. Subhanallah, that if I make khidmat for my mother and father, there are hundreds of Islamic brothers and sisters out there in the world, maybe had migrated for business purposes and are away from their parents. But unfortunately, Mu'asab, dunya keeps us so busy and so tied up that sometimes there are brothers out there who have got no time to pick up the phone and inquire with regards to the health of their parents. You know, how are you doing, ma? The same mother who has kept you for 9 months in her stomach, in her womb, in her belly. She underwent through different situations for those 9 months. And then weakness upon weakness is that she has given birth.
Allah,
it doesn't stop there. Her khidmat continues to give milk for the next 2 years to come. Allahu Akbar. It doesn't stop there. Then she gives you tarbiyat and training to raise you and give you good models and akhlaq. Wherever you are in the world, perhaps it's a dua of your mother that you are successful, my brother and my
100%.
Sister. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us that we should give respect to our parents, love them, treasure them, for this is a great bounty in our lives. Perhaps we have no knowledge about, and we assume that perhaps it's through my knowledge and my skills I was able to escape certain problems. It is the dua of your mother and your father. The father is the door to Jannah.
Subhanallah. You know, parents are such and they play such an important role in our lives. And the Quran Sharif tells us about the importance of parents. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us the importance of parents as well. You know, no matter what we may do for them in our lives, but we can never repay them fully for all the khidmat that they have made for us from the time we were little. They've seen to us, fed us, clothed us, etc., etc. Still, no matter what big of a job we may have, no matter how much of money we may have, no matter what car we may drive, but still we cannot repay back the favor that they have did upon us. So this story tells us the importance of serving one's parents, of being respectful to one's parents, and not to, you know, shout at them, not to be disrespectful towards them. Because what does this do? This actually earns a person the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels. Allahu Akbar. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that when a child, and what a beautiful narration this is, when a child looks towards his parents with mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that child the reward of one complete and accepted Hajj. How many Muslims out there want to go for Hajj? And those who do go, they do not know whether the Hajj is accepted or not. But here, subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the guarantee that when a child looks at their parents with love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that child the reward of one complete and accepted Hajj. The great virtue of being obedient and being respectful to one's parents, especially, you know, when it comes to the younger ones, what happens is they want to show who they are, you know, that I am this and I am that. This, you know, it should not be the case, actually. Rather, absolute love and respect should be shown to one's parents.
Then also, Mohsab, you know, in the old age, parents may become naggy.
Right.
Due to old age, due to suffering. And this does not allow a child to, you know, shout at them and speak with them rudely because of them maybe perhaps asking one question several times.
Yes.
Just as when you were a child and you would ask daddy and mommy, ye kya hai, wo kya hai, you know, they would not shout, and every time you ask, they would enjoy. And this is how parents are. So have a wide heart, and especially find love in your heart. You know, lower your wings of mercy towards them, of kindness towards them. Give them gifts, present gifts to them, subhanAllah, from the salary which you earn, spend money on them as well. Surah Baqarah speaks about the same thing. Why did the child in Surah Al-Baqarah, Mu'asab, gain so much of profit and blessings? Number, the first point that derived from the Quranic story is that the fact that this child obeyed his mother. Mother said, do not sell this cow without consulting me. This is just a summary of the story, Mu'asab. A person should read the tarjama and the tafsir, and you will really enjoy it, subhanAllah. Teach our children this. Why it's named as Surah Baqarah, firstly, and the child obeyed his mother, and from his salary he would spend some portion on his mother So make khidmat of them. Some people may assume I earn thousands, but I'm spending maybe $500, pounds or rand on them.
Right.
That's not sufficient, you know. According to the currency in the country, a person would know better how much that amount of money could do for them. So just giving them money to buy their medications is not sufficient. You spend thousands on eat outs, on get togethers, on gatherings, on travelings, on holidays and vacations, so on and so forth. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes, you know, take the entire salary and say, mother, this is for you.
Allah.
From this, which you wish to give me, you may give me. And this is for blessings, you know, for barakah, to earn more du'as from them, subhanAllah. Our pious predecessor, Mu'asab, would do the same, subhanAllah.
Yes, you know, Mu'asab, when children are actually obedient to their parents, they make their parents happy. And because the parents are now being happy, they wholeheartedly with love give their du'as. Which, like, if we look at Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah, subhanAllah, we all know the story, such a famous narration. But if we look at his story, it was a cold night. Obviously, in those days, to get water or to go relieve yourself, you had to go far out. And the mother of Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah, she asked him that, oh my son, please go and get me water, I'm feeling thirsty. He goes, he comes back. When he enters the room, he finds his mother asleep. Mm. And what does he do? He waits there the entire night because he does not want to disturb the peace of her sleep. Allah, so he stands there. And when morning came, when morning arrived, his mother saw her son standing there with the glass of water. And she said, oh, my son, what is this? He said, mother, I do not want to disturb your sleep. So I stood here the entire night. Anyways, he handed the glass of water to his mother. When his mother took the glass of water from his hand, because of the intensity of the cold, when his mother pulled that glass, his skin came off with it.
Ya salam.
Allahu Akbar. And when his mother saw the tears start to flow down her eyes, and at that same time, Allah, she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am pleased and happy with my son Bayazid Bustami. Ya Allah, you also be pleased and happy, subhanallah. Allah. And what did that get him? That gained him the wilayat, the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, through a mother's duas, through the duas of one's parents, one can even attain wilayah. One can become a friend of Allah.
So this is the power of a mother's dua, Mu'asab. This is the power and the qubuliyat that it has in the barakah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So do not ever disrespect them. Imagine if their du'as have so much of powers, what about the curse, Mulana Sahib? If a person has earned the curse of his parents for some reason by upsetting them, or some person, some mother out there has the habit of always cursing her children, refrain from doing so. However, love them with sincere affection. Treat them with respect, whether they are sitting, whether they are awake, whether they are, you know, resting. And use words of respect when addressing them, especially when you speak to them. Do not call them by their names. Try not to do so, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Strive to make them happy and joyous all the time. In fact, spend your best and most valuable wealth upon them. And you shall see how you will prosper in life, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Make sure that you fulfill their wasiyat when they pass away as well. Because there are a lot of children out there, Mu'asab, who do not fulfill the wasiyah, the will of their parents before they leave. If the father had said, make sure my wealth is distributed like this, sometimes some person, after getting caught with greed or by the tricks of the devil and shaitan, or for some other reason, may not be able to action the wasiyat of their parents.
Right.
Try your level best to fulfill the wasiyat and the will of your parents after they pass away, especially after they pass away. Obey them during their physical life, and obey them even after they have left this world, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And if they have left this dunya, it's important upon you to perform Fatiha, Isal Thawab, recite Quran Pak on behalf of your parents regularly. And please give charity in their name regularly as well, inshallah. These are important things, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Continue to make dua for them even after they're gone from this world. And even try and visit their kubur, you know, their graves, if either one of them have passed or if both of them have passed on. Form the habit at least once a week on a Friday, visit their qabr, their graves, and make dua for them. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, their ruh and their spirit, their soul will be happy after receiving all these gifts from their awlad and children. Allah azza wa jalla has made it such that the reports are sent, and when they see good, they become happy. When they see bad, that my awlad and my offspring have committed these sins, then they become sad.
Allah,
may Allah azza wa jalla protect us. We have a beautiful kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla, which will rejuvenate our spirits and our iman, inshallah, take it to a different level altogether. Please do not leave. Watch his kalam. When we do return, inshallah, we are going to elaborate further on this beautiful discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam.
Dear Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi, to wo yahi naat thi jo aaj main aapke samne ek bar phir pesh kar raha hoon.
Kis tarah paav rakhe ya sahibe basirat, sahibe basirat, kis tarah paav rakhe ya sahibe basirat, aankhein bichhi hui hai har jaah teri gali mein, duniya teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein, ukba teri gali.
اب کہاں چلے
مدینے
مدینے مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے
کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغز
لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ اینڈ دا کلام دیٹ وی ور لسننگ ٹو واز ریسائٹڈ بائی نن ادر دین رکن شورا اور آنریبل اینڈ بیلوڈ حاجی عبدالحبیب الطاری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ میں اللہ کریم extend his life mashallah grant him barakah and blessings in his health and subhanallah what beautiful andaz he has of reciting kalam barakallah alhamdulillah we feel uplifted after listening to this beautiful kalam dear viewers we were discussing the prophetic story and subhanallah the first person who supplicated in the court of Allah azza wa jalla making this dua for the rock to be moved from his place and he used his pious deed that he committed for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla with sincerity and the rock was then moved and the deed that he committed was the deed that he performed for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla was basically presenting milk to his parents before his children
Allah
Akbar something like that subhanallah was accepted and Allah azza wa jalla aided them by removing the distress that they were in however dear viewers the second person in the very same story had mentioned that his cousin with whom he was going to commit the fornication and he was taking advantage of the fact that she was in need of money and financial assistance however though they went in that place to commit this sin and guna however subhanallah the iman of that person that woman that girl had caused her to say to him to fear Allah azza wa jalla
Allah
and the fear of Allah azza wa jalla then of course struck his heart and then he had realized that this sin I'm committing is of course a major sin so this is the truth dear viewers of Madinah channel highlighting the fact that those people who protect themselves from adultery and protect their private organs Allah azza wa jalla declares in surah al-mu'minun verse number 5 bismillahir rahmanir rahim walladhina hum li furujihim hafizun and those who protect their chastity Allahu akbar in one verse he says waliman khafa maqama rabbih jannatan and there are two paradise for the one who fears standing before his lord
Subhanallah. So, fear is very important, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Over and again in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about khawf. Fear me. Fear me. And do not fear others. Subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, He has mentioned this in the previous scriptures as well, for the other nations to also fear Him, Azza wa Jalla. However, dear viewers, this is something which is lost. We have the fear of every other thing in our hearts except for Allah Azza wa Jalla. We see it like that, dear viewers. What people will say is the biggest concern. Not what my Rabb would say about me, or what decision He will take about me if I commit this sin and this guna. So this is very, very important that we should not indulge in any guna and sin. And when a person sees some sort of sign, sometime you could be indulged in some sin and you heard the adhan. Allow for that to make room in your heart. And for the adhan, or for anything that you have recited maybe, or seen or heard, to make a change and for you not to commit that guna. This is the level of Iman, Mu'asab.
Allahu Akbar. You know, Mu'asab, this is a disease, we can say, in society, where we worry about what people will say. You know, we worry about what people will think. We want to always ask for the opinions that, am I dressed properly, you know, etc., etc. We are so concerned about what people are going to say that we become oblivious of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى.
Allahu Akbar.
As for he who feared standing before his Lord and restrained the carnal self, meaning the nafs, from against base desires, indeed, paradise, the Jannah is his abode. Ya Subhanallah. So imagine how much of reward that person must be getting who protects his eyesight from evil gaze. For example, in the beautiful story that we have heard about that person who wanted to do wrong, but what did he do? He restrained himself. He stopped himself out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nowadays we see that people, especially, you know, when it comes to the youth, wherein they want to look all over, left, right, up, down, front, back, you know, all directions they want to look. But our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that be humble, you know, protect the eyes. Why? Because these eyes that we have, if we look at something wrong, they are actually the gateway to more evils.
100% agreed, Mu'asab. You know, 100%. The Quran even speaks about
this. Yes, by looking at something wrong, every other limb in the body gets alive. You know,
it is said, Mu'asab, you know, scientifically as well.
Right.
All the nerves intricately are connected to the eyes.
Right.
You know, the message is sent first from the eyes. Allah. What the eye sees, the signal goes throughout the rest of the body.
Like captures it.
It captures it, right? So if a person saw something, the mind would then react to it, the nafs would react to it, the heart would react to it, and then the rest of the subjects will react to it, like the hands and the legs. If the eye did not see it, so there's no signal that's going to go down. Therefore, Sufyan Ikram have mentioned to protect the eyes as well a lot. You know, great ulamas and great Sufyan Ikram and pious predecessors have mentioned protect the ears, protect the eyes, and protect the tongue. Allahu Akbar. And how you can protect them, dear viewers of Madani Channel, do not eat things as well that makes you see things like that. You know, a person who overeats, indulgence in haram actions and haram meals as well, then a person's search and thinking also becomes like that, you know?
Becomes corrupted.
So protection of the eyes is very important. See what Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran, subhanallah, and in Surah Nur, He Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the translation. Command the Muslim men to lower their gaze and protect their concealed parts.
Allah.
So
Allah.
First gaze, then concealed parts. Because the message is sent from the eyes first.
Subhanallah.
And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, this is purer for them. Allah is aware of their deeds. Command the Muslim woman to lower their gaze and protect their chastity. Allahu Akbar. So this is the truth, that the eyes is very important. And Allahu Akbar, if only we could protect our eyes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, because you can never be overtaken by desire and all of the shaitani waswasas if a person can protect his gaze first and have the mindset. When you're walking on the streets, don't form the habit of peeping into people's homes. It starts from there. When you walk in the marketplace, you're walking elsewhere, try to look down, so lower the gaze and walk. And if the eyes have fallen upon some haram thing or something that a person should not see, do not trust your nafs that, no, I know my nafs very well. It wouldn't, exceed the limits. Do not trust, because this is another web of the shaitan, that he'll make you believe in this. And there's so many stories about Bani Israel also with relation to this, that they were entrusted with situations like this. And then the nafs and shaitan played his thing. And pious people then committed fornication, and then they were involved in murders and all of that, simply because of the traps of the devil. He wants to make sure that your iman and your pious and virtuous deeds are all destroyed. So he makes people argue inside the masjid at times, Masab. He makes people perform salah and then commit gunas. He makes people go for hajj and commit sins over there as well. So shaitan wouldn't leave a person till your soul is in your body. But Allah's rahmah is awaiting you for as long as your soul is also in your body. For as long as you keep supplicating to Allah Azza wa Jalla and do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah Kareem, most definitely your du'as will be answered. So we're speaking about gaze here, Mawlana Sahib, and how important of protecting gaze.
Also, Mawlana Sahib, you know, everyone wants to taste the sweetness of iman.
Hmm.
And how does one do that? One does that simply by protecting the gaze from that which is evil. But not looking towards evil, but by protecting their gaze, one actually will taste the sweetness of iman, as per the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he mentions that an evil gaze is an arrow of shaitan, which is filled with poison. Whosoever refrains from this evil gaze due to his fear for me, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will bestow upon him such iman, such faith, whose sweetness he will feel in his heart.
Allahu Akbar.
So in order for us, you know, one of the most beautiful ways to taste the sweetness of iman is to protect our gaze. Let us look, for instance, at those who did not protect the gaze throughout history. You know, there's a story which is actually a lesson for us, wherein there was once a very pious individual. And it so happened that he came across a woman and he fell in love with her. He was desiring her. And so he went up to her and he said that, I wish to marry you. And what did she say? She said that, if you wish to marry me, then you have to give me my mehr. He said, okay, what is the mehr? She said, my mehr is you must leave your religion.
And then, of Islam.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar.
And then you can marry me. So because he was so blinded by love, he was so blinded, he could not see right, he could not hear right, he lost his common sense. His senses all were finished. This pious individual, because of being so in love with her, he left the religion of Islam.
Astaghfirullah.
And he was on his way towards her when he died. As he was on his way towards her, he died. And he will definitely be sinful for this, and he will be punished for this as per the narration. Now, if we look at this story, right, what was his intention? And if we look at the other story wherein the sinful individual who killed 99 people, when he wanted to reform himself, he went to a certain pious scholar. This pious scholar told him to leave this area, go to the other land where there are pious individuals. So he goes on his way. What happens? He dies. This person on his way towards evil, he dies. That sinful person who killed 99 people, he was granted Jannah. How? Because his intention was good. He wanted to change. He wanted to reform. And he was heading towards the place where those pious people were. And he was granted Jannah. On the other hand, we have this person who was pious. But what happened at the end? Because of his intention, he was being punished.
And a person who leaves Islam in that way, this is kufr. To die on a matter like that is like leaving this world as a non-Muslim.
Allahu Akbar.
So, dear viewers of Madani channel, it all stems from the eyes. Once again, dear viewers, remember the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, what a beautiful narration. He says, three eyes would never see the fire of hell.
Subhanallah.
That would not see the fire of hell. He says, number one, the eyes, yani which stood as look out in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. Secondly, the eyes would shed tears in the fear of Allah, Allah, Azzawajal, that Allah, I as well would not enter the fire of Jahannam. And number three, the eyes would stop from seeing those things which Allah Azzawajal has made haram.
Allah.
So these are those three eyes which would not go in the hellfire. Subhanallah. In other narrations, you would find even the eyelash would intercede for a person in the day of judgment and say, Mawla, wasn't it your promise that if I ever got moist due to this person crying due to your fear, it wasn't your divine promise that you would save this person from burning in the hellfire? And then the one eyelash will intercede and say, Ya Allah, accept my testimony in favor of this person, for I did become moist once because he cried out of fear.
Allah.
So, Ronabi, it's a very important thing, Mu'asab. Yes. Tears and crying in the path of Allah. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Look at Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's blessed life. These are those personalities who worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla in such a way that you'll be amazed to hear. Though they were the Nabis of Allah Azza wa Jalla,
yet this
they were prophets,
Allah.
But they were so softened towards this. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Mawlana Sahib, it's just amazing. Once he made sajda in the court of Allah due to fear of Allah Kareem. And his sajda, his prostration was prolonged for over around 40 days.
Allahu
it is said Akbar. That even the grass had covered his blessed head. But he felt shy to even look towards the skies.
Allahu Akbar.
His humility, humbleness, and fear for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would stand for salah. And his fear in salah was such that when he would stand for salah and he would start to cry in namaz in salah, the rumble in his chest could be heard from a mile away.
Allahu Akbar.
This was the fear that they had for Allah Kareem. On the other hand, we are the bandas who say we fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, but it doesn't seem as if we fear Allah Kareem. Look at the situations of our universities, our colleges. Allahu Akbar. The amount of sins that's happening among students. So it's a very important thing, dear viewers, from the age of 10, 12, actually from the youthful days, parents should be educating their children about protecting 100%. The gaze, and especially, khas karke, a very, I would say, a very delicate period
right
during growth and maturity is between 10 to 25. 10, 11, 12 till the age of 24, 25, 26, around there. If a person isn't married, this is the time when shaitan overpowers a person even more than later on in life, you know? So if a person could protect himself in this very crucial times of life, yani the nafs, he could suppress the nafs, control the nafs, and have his desires in his control and not become a follower of his own desires, then he will be a successful person. It's hope that he can succeed in other matters as well. But if the nafs is wandering here and there at this age especially, you know, and this is the age when children go to university,
right?
They go to other places and therefore the gunas and the sins are then open. There's more gateway to
so
other
sins. So much of corruption.
There's a lot of corruption.
Too
Masa.
Much.
So these are the eyes, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Another beautiful hadith, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when the gaze of a Muslim falls upon any attractive woman and he lowers his gaze, though he was attracted because of her beauty, so on and so forth, but after looking, he lowered his gaze, Allah Azza wa Jalla will instill joy in his heart
for acts of iman.
Allahu Akbar. In Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you will find this beautiful narration, subhanallah. So what will happen when you perform salah, when you perform ibadat, whether you're fasting, whether you've gone for hajj, whether you're in namaz, any act of worship, you will find lazzat and enjoyment in that, subhanallah. So this is the result of lowering your gaze when you see something that's attractive. Definitely. May Allah Kareem protect us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Jimaz.
Also, Munasab, you know, from this beautiful story that we've heard, there's one very beautiful lesson that everyone can take, and that is not to lose hope. You know, as it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, that, you know, that don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, especially for the youth, we find the youth being, you know, indulged in so many evil activities out there that they feel shy to come towards the masjid. They feel shy to be in good company, you know, to join ijtima'at, etc., etc. Rather, they should never, you know, lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is hoped that because of them not losing hope and making that effort, because they must have been something that they have done good in their life.
Definitely, yes.
So they must have been something out of sincerity that they have done good in their life. And maybe because of that one sincere good deed that they have done, their lives could change. So it is important and imperative to never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what circumstances one may be in one's life. Whether it be if you're going through ease, or if your person is going through difficulty, or if he's indulged in sins, or if he's not indulged in sins, in every angle, in every aspect, one has to always be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because hope is what keeps us going.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah. Masa, very beautifully mentioned. Though time is up, and before we end, also the last person who was part of those three personalities who supplicated in the cave, and they use their pious deeds and actions. And look, there's so many references to using your a'mal saliha as wasila. But subhanallah, ulama have stated that sometimes, you know, because we don't have any guarantee of our a'mal saliha being accepted, hame pata nahi. And there is one wasila which is most definitely accepted in the barakah of Allah, Allah, and that is the wasila of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should form the habit of using the wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab bhi dua karein, to huzur ke wasila se bhi dua karein, inshallah, azza wa jalla. The last person who Mu'asab then gave, the person who came to collect his wage, he never collected his dues when he was employed.
Right.
He worked, but then he left without collecting his tankha, his wages. And subhanallah, look at the sincerity of this man who invested the money of that person. When he came, he had said, these cattle and camels and everything, including the slaves, all are yours. That person was astounded to hear, and even said, don't make a mock and joke out of the situation.
Allah,
I have come to collect my wage. Where's my money? He said, this is your money. This is your wealth. This is he couldn't believe it. He couldn't understand. In this day and age, Mu'asab, it's so hard to have people and find people like that, subhanAllah, who can be so honest, making sure no illegal and haram income is going to contaminate your halal income, subhanAllah. So what we learn from this last person's action is honesty, Mu'asab.
Yes, definitely.
Honesty. And this is the biggest contract, you know. Allah, had he wanted, he could have given that person some money from that wealth that he had. But he says, no, I don't want to keep the profit that I earned through your investment. Allah, take the money and the profit. Yani, take whatever is here, take everything. And he left nothing behind either. So this is so important. Any parting words from your side, inshallah, Allah, before we come to the end of the program
also? Alhamdulillah. It was a very, you know, a very beautiful story. And we should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are making dua, we should use the wasila of our pious good deeds. Most importantly, we should use the medium of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should always be respectful to our parents. We should not disobey them in any way, because by respecting them, by loving them, by looking at them with the gaze of mercy, we will be rewarded with an accepted Hajj and a complete Hajj, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla.
Kya baat hai Madinah ki? Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen. So yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel, we have been watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom, and specifically divine help from Allah Kareem for using the virtuous deeds as a wasila, and the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla will come to our aid. Please do convey this message to others as well, and let's repent in the court of Allah Kareem for all the sins we may have committed from time to time. Make tawbah, make abundance of istighfar. Yes, remember, from all the population in the world, from all the Muslim population, you can become the most beloved in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla if you make amal upon this verse. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin.
Subhanallah.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla has spoken about the people who excessively and abundantly make tawbah. They are loved by Allah Kareem, by Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah Azza wa Jalla likes those who obtain purity and make tawbah, who repent in His bargah. So abundance of repentance is very important. And never trust our a'mal saliha only.
Yes.
Do not have yaqeen.
Very important.
But yes, be sincere in every action. And do not allow for shaitan to ruin that virtuous action by you narrating the pious deed that you have committed for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As they say, Mu'asab, in Urdu, neki kar darya mein dal.
Subhanallah.
So when you perform any virtuous deed, forget about it. Just as we keep savings in our accounts, perform any virtuous action for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, uske bare mein baat na kare, announce na kare unnecessarily, unless there's a need for it, and that too without any ostentation, without any show off. May Allah Kareem protect us from all the traps of the devil.
Ameen.
This program is called Treasures of Wisdom, and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, we gain wisdom from the prophetic stories and from the Quranic events as well. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good wherever you are. Keep reciting salawat and durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.